George H.W. Bush will be taken to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, where the 41st American president will lie in state beginning this evening. Mr. Bush died late Friday at the age of 94. University of Virginia political scholar Larry Sabato says people are justifiably taking a fresh look at the one-term Bush presidency.
As people look back and as people are recollecting the Bush presidency, it looks a heck of a lot better than it did at the end of it. Bush, of course, was defeated for re-election, and most people at the time considered him a failed president. But now I think we can see in retrospect that he was actually quite successful, arguably the best one-term president we ever had.
There will be a state funeral for President Bush at the National Cathedral here in Washington on Wednesday. There is no official OPEC reaction yet to Qatar's announcement it is leaving the organization to focus on its exports of liquefied natural gas. The tiny, energy-rich Arab Gulf nation says its decision was not dictated by politics, but it has long been at odds with Saudi Arabia, which dominates the oil cartel. Qatar has been a member of OPEC for 57 years and says it plans to attend its two-day meeting in Vienna later this week. French President Emmanuel Macron has asked for an evaluation of further protest security measures. This after another large-scale Paris demonstration against increased taxes and a rise in the cost of living. A government spokesperson says all options for dealing with the so-called yellow vest violence are being considered, including declaring a state of emergency. Police in the French capital said more than 130 people were injured, including 23 police officers, as crowds trashed the streets of the city for a third straight weekend. There were 400 arrests. For news around the clock, you can log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. There is new political unrest in Georgia, where tens of thousands of people protested Sunday against last week's runoff presidential election, which they insist was rigged.